In our lesson today, I'm going to be talking about what are you scared of? Scoot up your chair and lean in. In my lesson today, I'm going to use several verses. I think that maybe you should get a pen and paper and write down these verses. I begin in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 26. Jesus said to those disciples that were in the boat in the midst of the storm, he asked them, "Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith?" Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. He can do the same thing in your life. He can speak to the raging storm in your life and bring on a great calm. He knew the storm was raging. It was obvious that they were afraid of the storm. Yet he asked them, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" And then again in Luke chapter 21 and verse 11, Jesus said, "Great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilence, and fearful sights and great signs shall be from heaven." Jesus says, not only would there be earthquakes, they would be fearful sights. Sights that would cause fear in the hearts of the people. He goes on to say in verse 26 of that same chapter, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after the things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Jesus says that the hearts of men would fail them for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Can you imagine that? Men and women would be so fearful that their hearts would actually fail them, be so scared they would have a heart attack. Jesus is talking about some scary stuff, my friend. What are you afraid of? And these fears of looking on the things that's coming on the earth is being played out every day around the world. People are fearful of climate change. I don't know about you, but I appreciate climate change. I would not be happy if the climate didn't change. I enjoy the four seasons of the year. I enjoy the hot summer days. I enjoy the cold, snowy winter days. When I see the changes of the seasons, it lets me know how wise my God is. So I would say to you, my friend, if you are worried about climate change, you can stop worrying. God has got that. God regulates the climate on this planet Earth. He created it, and He sustains it. So that's one worry you can mark off of your list. I remember a couple of years ago when Houston was flooded with 50 inches of rain, I saw a red-faced politician screaming in a microphone, telling us that we should not blame God for those 50 inches of rain. He said God didn't cause that. That was caused by man. When I heard that, I began thinking, if man can cause 50 inches of rain to fall in Houston, Texas, why can't we cause at least some rain to fall in the deserts of this land and grow crops so the people could have food to eat? Friend, man does not cause it to rain. Listen to Psalms 137, verse 6 and 7 says this, "Whatsoever the Lord pleased that he did in heaven and in earth, in the seas and all the deep places, he causes the vapor to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings for the rain. He brings the wind out of his treasures And Job chapter 37 and verse 6 tells us, "For he said to the snow, Be thou on the earth, likewise to the small rain, and to the great rain of his strength. By the breath of God, frost is given. Also by watering, he wearies the thick clouds. He scatters his bright clouds, and it is turned about by his counsels, that it may do whatever he commandeth them upon the face of the world in the earth. He causes it to come, whether for correction, or for his land, or for mercy. God sends the rain, sometimes for correction, sometimes to water his land, and sometimes for the mercy he has on his people. God is in control of the clouds. He's in control of the winds. He's in control of the rain. So mark that off of your list of things to worry about. There are other things that cause fear to come upon our hearts. You remember the story in Luke, the 10th chapter. It's the story of the death of Lazarus. It's the story of Jesus being 4 days late, according to the sisters of Lazarus. And when Jesus shows up, Mary runs out to sit at his feet and worship him, and leaving Martha to prepare the meal. And Martha was frustrated because of this. And do you remember what Jesus told Martha when she came out frustrated and railing against her sister? Jesus said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are careful and troubled about many things." Martha was not frustrated only because she had been left alone to do the chores. She was frustrated because of the many things that had troubled her. Martha had been through a lot in the last few days. Her brother had come down with an illness. She had spent many days and nights praying for him, weeping for him, expecting the Lord to come, and he didn't show up, and then he died. They buried him. And after all of this, Jesus shows up. Martha told him, "If you had been here, he wouldn't have died." Maybe one of the things that she was troubled about was why. Why had Jesus not showed up to heal her brother? They were friends. They were close. Mary and Martha had fixed many meals for Jesus, had no doubt done his laundry, prepared him a place to sleep. Why had he not shown up? I think that maybe this was one of the things that troubled her. It would have troubled me. Many today are troubled and perplexed because Jesus has not shown up when they thought he should have. And they have been disappointed, disappointed in Jesus, disappointed in the circumstances. When they thought that Jesus would surely take care of their problems, he did not. So what do you do when Jesus don't show up on your timetable? You wait on him. They that waiteth upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I'm going to stop the lesson right here. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, may the grace of God be with you.